This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Got a huge hour for you. We're going to talk about the world of make-believe again. The world of make-believe so many people live in. Talk about how the communist is so good at isolating their targets and attacking specific things. They're really, really, really good at this. And I don't know that we can emulate it. But it's an effective strategy we certainly have to be aware of. We're going to get to a bunch of emails. I'll probably open up the phone lines in a while. Don't call yet. Nothing's open yet. I'll open those up until I get annoyed, and then I'll close those again, and we'll go back to doing the regular show. Either way, we have a huge hour to come here, a huge 2 hours still on the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show. Now, did you hear Fannie Willis? And let me clarify. I know her name is Fannie. I call her Fannie. Why? Why would I call her Fannie? Because it's another name for a butt, and it makes me laugh. That's why. Because I'm immature. I lack maturity. If you are here for maturity of some kind, man, have you come to the wrong place. Now, she had a bit of a rough week last week as it was revealed that she paid her married lover $600,000 of taxpayer money. And then he took that taxpayer money and whisked her off to vacation after vacation in places like Belize and L.A. and otherwise. That was probably the second most embarrassing part of the whole thing for Fannie Willis. People who watched, and I'm certainly not judging anyone's appearance, noted how poorly the dress she was wearing fit her. And look, I'm not even a fashion guy. And I could see that's a really weird fit. Have you seen any of the pictures? It was weird. It was the most unflattering thing in the world. And people did some digging and found out she was wearing her dress backwards. I'm not making it up. You can look it up. The little zipper part that goes up to the top of a woman's back of her neck. I know that zipper part well because whenever I get within arm's reach of my wife, I try to unzip hers and she screams and yells at me. That part was actually in the front underneath her neck. So Fannie Willis had a rough week. Now, what would Fannie Willis do to try to come back from that? Fannie Willis went to church and used the scripture.
The scripture they keep sending me is, "No weapon formed against you shall prosper." I need y'all to hear me, though. They did not say the weapons will not form. And that's the part I didn't hear until recently. Just because they won't prosper, it doesn't mean that they won't form.
Oh, yes. Who is this devil? Who is this Lucifer calling me out for sleeping with a married guy and spending 600 grand in taxpayer money on my vacation? What devil would call me out for such a thing? Gosh. All right, let's get to a bunch of emails. Jesse, I listen to the show every evening. I thought I'd share what it's like to live in Denver with 40,000 illegals. There's literally families on four-corner intersections asking for money. My neighborhood isn't safe anymore. I have anxiety every time I go out to the grocery store because I'm bothered by panhandles. I received an email from the Denver Rec Center. They're reducing hours because of the illegals. I don't understand how immigrants, whatever. They took my membership money and now they're reducing hours. Hotels are being used as immigrant housing. And yet I see the immigrants video chatting on their phones, standing by restaurants. We are moving out of this place soon. I can't wait to get out. I read this email because I'm going to do a little Daddy Jesse thing here. Obviously, I want everyone to be safe. And we've talked about this before on the show. There are little basic things we can all do to be safe. One of the most basic things you can do is keep your phone in your pocket when you're out and about. I'm not yelling at my teenage sons, although I do that about being on your phone. I'm really not doing that. You need to have your phone away and your eyes open looking around. More than ever in this country now. And I know maybe you're sitting there saying, Jesse, not in my area. I'm in Wyoming. Brother, lady, they have flooded this country with 8 million illegals in the last 3 years. Do you have any idea how many murderers and rapists are in that group? Even if it's 1%, it's a lot. You need to have your phone away and your eyes open. That's one. Two, this is more specifically for the ladies. This obviously applies to men as well. Ladies, you really need to start carrying a firearm with you if you can do so legally. Make sure you always stay legal. Don't go to prison. I know a lot of these crackpot places will send you to prison for it, whether you have to get a permit or not. Ladies, I know, and I'm not speaking to the people who already own guns. I'm speaking to people who've never had them, never been around them. Maybe that's you. Maybe they make you uncomfortable. And guns, if you're unfamiliar with guns, that's what makes them scary. I remember my wife was this way when we first got married. I've always been around guns. That's how I grew up. So I'd have them out on the dining room table, sitting there cleaning them. She would get visibly uncomfortable. If she had her way, I would have given them all away. But of course, it's me. So I'm like, that's not going to happen. And now she's very comfortable with them, comfortable shooting them. But what's the sin there? It's just being unfamiliar with them makes them scary. If you're unfamiliar with firearms, ladies, it is time to get familiar. Now, that alone can be scary. I know it can be. That can be very intimidating. Hear me out. No matter where you are, whether it's Wyoming or the heart of New York City, everywhere in between, I don't care, LA, wherever you're listening to the sound of my voice, there are gun ranges. Not only are there gun ranges, there are indoor gun ranges. So you don't have to worry about it's rainy, it's hot, it's that. There are indoor gun ranges, and there are indoor gun ranges with instructors, and instructors who have weapons at these gun ranges. They have all different kinds of weapons for you to try out. They're all over the place now. All the gun owners already know all this, so I'm not talking to you for the moment. I'm trying to hopefully save someone's life here. Go down to a gun range. Be very honest with them. You're going to be blown away by how polite and understanding people are who work in the range. Walk in there and tell them, I've never even held a gun. I'm scared. I don't know what to own. I want to start learning guns and start making yourself familiar with them. Start out with a gun safety class. Always begin there. You always want to be safe, always safe, always safe, always safe. Start out with a gun safety class. Work with an instructor at the range, trying out different weapons, different pistols. Something you can carry in your purse, ladies. Maybe even something you can carry
on your waistband. However, I don't. It depends on how you dress. Different women dress different ways. It's not my business how you dress. But the time is now to start acquiring firearm knowledge. You need to carry something on you. There are so many criminals that have come into this country in just the last few years. And remember, they're not leaving. More and more are coming every single day. There will be probably another million or two in 2024 alone. How many rapists are in there? How many murderers? There are lots and lots of them. You need, and I'm glad this email, I'm glad she's moving. I'm glad they're getting out. She mentioned being feeling unsafe out there, having anxiety in the grocery store, in the parking lot, ladies. And I know what it's like. I watch my wife juggle 8,000 things. She's the keeper of the schedule. The kids have soccer practice here. Jesse, can you drop him off at swim here? I have a meeting. I know life is busy. I know it can get scatterbrained and crazy. When you're in places like grocery store parking lots, you need to have your head up and your eyes open. Hang up the stupid phone. Tell your husband you'll call him back. Tell your kids you'll call them back. Keep your head up, your eyes open, because there are predators out there now. Lots of them. Oh, you're just trying to scare me. You're right. I am. I would be devastated if I got an email from someone who listens to this show saying, Jesse, I was attacked last night. Jesse, my mom was attacked last night. It would gut me. Please begin acquiring firearm knowledge. And this is not only for the ladies. I just worry the most about women because they're the most inviting targets. They're smaller and they're weaker. Speaking of smaller and weaker, let's talk about Nikki Haley crying today. We're going to make fun of Nikki Haley in a moment. Ladies, also, get your mind right. Female vitality stacks for you. You listen to me tell men to take male vitality stacks all the time. Well, Chalk, they have a female vitality stack that's special for you. These are natural herbal supplements. Well, why do you need it? What would it benefit you? Well, your levels are off too. Everyone's levels are off because of our waters and our plastics. Your energy level is off as well. Are you running out of gas? 3-4 o'clock hits? Are you done? You ready to be done with being done at 3 or 4? Start introducing a female vitality stack into your body and tell me how great your body and your mind feel. Chalk.com. And look, they have endless natural herbal supplements, no matter your age, no matter your sex, whatever you're looking for, Chalk has it. These are my friends. They are anti-communists, so you are putting your money where your morals are. They are the most hardcore anti-communist company I have ever known. Chalk.com. Chok.com. Promo code Jesse. All right? We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
I like it.
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Speaking of easy, let's talk about Nikki Haley for a couple minutes. And then I'll probably actually take some calls. Not this segment. Next segment. Maybe this. All right. I'll take some next segment. Remember, though, before I even give out the number, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Love, hate, death threats. And remember, there are rules for the phones. You don't have to be intimidated. I have people email in and say, I won't call because I'm intimidated. You don't have to be intimidated. Just follow the simple rules. There's no small talk. I know that's human nature. Hi, how are you? Hey, Jesse, I love the show. And then the host always lamely says, hey, thanks for the call. Hey, first time, long time. Oh, gosh, everyone's dying. Just get to the point. It's not to restrict you. It's to set you free. You don't have to be polite to me. And remember, you don't have to be polite to me. If you're angry with me about something, totally allowed on this show. You've never heard me hang up on someone because they were angry with me. I hang up on you when you're done or whether it's gone on too long. You want to call and yell? That's totally fine. But no cussing, remember. This is now and always will be till the day they kick me off the air. This is a family show. I know I am rough around the edges, but children listen, and I take pride in that. My children listen. No cussing. If you're going to discuss something rated R, you better find a way to make it PG or PG-13-ish.
because kids are not going to hear that filth. We'll simply drop you, and we're going to cut it off. All right? That's it. No small talk. Get right to the point. Rated PG. 13. The number is 877-377-4373. 877-377-4373. Now, crying should disqualify you from being president of the United States of America. And I know that we live in a society that is very, very touchy-feely now, and that all the men have to be emotional and wear your skinny jeans. And I understand that. And I know everyone thinks I'm an uncouth barbarian that comes from a different time. And maybe that's the case. Okay, all that stuff's fine. And all that stuff may be true. President of the United States of America is the leader, or wants to be, the leader of a nation, of the most powerful nation on the planet, the commander-in-chief. I better never see you cry. Nikki Haley got up today, and look, it's not like you care about Nikki Haley. It's not like the primary is some, it's not like it's up in the air. Well, it's anybody's game. The primary's already over. But this is unacceptable. Completely disqualified.
I wish Michael was here today. And I wish our children. And I could see him tonight. But we can't.
Oh, gosh.
He's serving on the other side of the world, where conflict is the norm, where terrorists hide among the innocent, where Iran's terrorist proxies are now attacking American troops.
That's unacceptable. And here's the thing. I know that makes me sound mean. Ah, but Jesse, her husband's overseas. No. You don't understand. I'm totally fine with a mother, with a wife whose husband is gone, getting emotional and crying because she misses him. I am fine with that. But when you want to be commander-in-chief, you are not a wife anymore. You are now the commander-in-chief. I don't want to hear you cry. I don't want to see you cry. And maybe you think, Jesse, you're a jerk. Wait, it's going to actually get even worse. I don't believe in crying in the workplace. For men, for women, period. You take that crap back home. I don't want to hear. It's from men and women, too. Dudes will show up and do this now. I'm sorry, I can't afford. Don't get me wrong. Chris or Michael have never done this, nor would they. But I'm sorry. I've had guys do this. I can't come to work today. My girlfriend and I, we broke up last night. I don't give a crap. What are you telling me for? Why are you bringing that crap into work? That crap stays home with you. Stop crying. Stop the crying. Go cry at home. Go cry with somebody else. As president or wannabe president of the United States of America, I don't want to see you get choked up because your husband is gone. I understand you have the sads. I understand you might even cry. Good. Go cry being a housewife. You're not going to be the president of the United States of America. I am sick of the emotions in this country. They're overwhelming. And here's why I'm sick of it. Because people like Nikki Haley use it as currency. They use it as currency in the workplace. Tina, did you get the TPS reports done? I wanted to, but my cat is sick and I've just been so upset. Okay, did you get the TPS reports done? Did I ask about Fluffy? I don't care. Did you get the reports done? You don't have the luxury as president of the United States of America of getting all up in the vapors because hubby happens to be overseas. Stop using it to emotionally blackmail people. It happens all the time now. And I know the hate mail is going to pour in for this about barbarian Jesse as if that would be anything new, but it's 100% the truth. If you cry like that in public, this is disqualifying. You cannot be president. She should have resigned immediately.
I wish Michael was here today. And I wish our children. And I could see him tonight. But we can't. He's serving on the other side of the world.
Get serious. Did you actually think that was ever going to work? It's certainly not going to work on people like me. And it's sad. You know the reason she does that? Because it works. It's sad that that's effective on some people in this country. All right, enough. 877-377-4373. You're even allowed to yell at me about that. But just get right to the point. As long as you get right to the point, you say whatever you want, for the most part. 877-377-4373. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You're going to love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
Hey there. I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. That's, of course, ZZ Top. For people listening on the podcast, Chris just played some ZZ Top. Chris, did I ever tell you I saw one of the members of the band, I saw his house. Did I ever tell you that? What, Chris? No, I mean, I was like right next to it. No, hold on. Let me explain. I was selling RVs. And I sold an RV to some rich guy. He lived in some fancy area down here in the Houston area. It wasn't Houston proper. And I had to go out to his house to get the paperwork signed. And I'd never been in a neighborhood this beautiful in my life. We're talking all the houses, they're on this bay, but they all have their own dock. Like each house has its own dock and ocean boats. And I'm sitting out back and I'm acting like I belong there. I'm trying not to gawk at all the houses around. And I'm looking, he said, oh, yeah, that's right. I don't want to give out his name, even though I think he's dead now. But he's like, yeah, it's one of the guys at ZZ Top. It's one of the coolest dudes ever. How sick would it be to live next door to ZZ Top? Well, wait a minute. Probably not after 9 or 10 at night. The noise complaints are probably bad, but you get it. Anyway, it's the Jesse Kelly Show. And you can email us, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Let's try this. Darren, Idaho, go. Not good enough. Calvin, Tennessee, go.
I've got a couple things for you I want to throw out. Nikki Haley's going to hang in there until she can see whether or not, this is not new, he gets put in the hokey pokey there. The other would be if he does not, he ends up getting the RNC's nod. The other would be where she ends up running as a third-party candidate to draw the Rhino Republican votes away from Donald. And the reason her motivation would be she's part of the military-industrial complex, make more money for herself.
That wasn't all wrong. There was one part of it was dead wrong. She will not run third-party now. It's not that I'm saying she wouldn't want to. Because of the dynamics of getting on the ballot. Remember, we're running up against, and in fact, we're running past many, 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 many deadlines to get your name on the ballot. Remember something. It's not as complicated as it sounds. So don't let this intimidate you out of running for office. Remember, we need you in office. Not Congress and Senate, local office. State, local office. The Secretary of State's website in your state will have all this information for you. It's easy. It's easy to figure out. But just understand, each and every individual state has different deadlines and different requirements. You have to do this. Like when I was running for Congress, in order to even qualify to be on the primary ballot, I had to have gotten so many signatures, meaning I had to find so many Republicans in the district, not even saying that they'd vote for me, but essentially signing their name by mine, saying, I mean, yeah, he's a Republican who's alive. What I'm trying to say is even if she wants to do that, and she may, there's not going to be a third party run for Nikki Haley. I haven't quite figured out the Nikki Haley angle yet. I maintain what I said before. She knows she can't win. She's not an idiot. Everyone knows she can't win. I think they're trying to flood her with enough cash to keep her in long enough to force Trump to consider her as VP so they can keep one of these real, real, real bad swamp people right next to Trump. I can't think of another angle unless she's just enjoying herself at this point in time. Who knows? Jimmy, San Diego, go.
Yeah, so quick joke. What does a person with diarrhea and an electric car owner have in common?
What?
They both don't know if they'll make it home.
You know what that reminds me? As you know, I've given you this advice before, this wisdom before. I'm going to give it to you again. This is a personal bit of wisdom that I acquired on my own. No one told me this. I'm self-taught. Self-taught. And now I'm passing it along to you. If you're like me and you do not like public restrooms, they're just really, really gross. I see how many people don't wash their hands and whatnot. And you really prefer to just get home if you have to drop the kids off at the pool. But you can't. Let's say it was bratwurst night, couple beers, and you can't. Find a hotel. No, you don't have to check in. You're not made of money. Walk in on your cell phone. As if you're talking on your cell phone. Don't stop and wait to get stopped. Remember, the front desk clerk who's making $7.50 an hour, it doesn't care that much. Look like you're meant to be there. And then just walk right past them and find the lobby bathroom. No one in the hotel ever uses the lobby bathroom. It's clean as can be. If you're out and about, find a Holiday Inn or something like that. Trust me, it works. James, Washington, go.
Hey, ZZ Top, three members. Two of them have beards. The one guy that doesn't have a beard, his name is Beard. How crazy is that?
That is crazy. Go ahead, James. Go ahead, James.
Hey, that's some solid advice on the hotel. I do that all the time. Mm-hmm. Hey, can you give me your definition of natural-born citizen versus a citizen? Because I don't think Vivek or Nikki Haley or even Kamala Harris, for that matter, are qualified to be in the position of POTUS, and I'll take my answer off the air. Thank you.
That's someone born in the United States of America or on territory we own, meaning if you were born in an embassy overseas, remember that's considered the United States of America. If you were born even on a military base overseas, that's considered the United States of America. All right, we will be back. I told you I'm going to churn and burn through these. These are awesome. Look at you getting right to the point. We might not even cut people off tonight, Chris. 877-377-4373. Oh, crap. The lines are full. I'll give out that number again in a little bit before I do that. Listen, I woke up this morning and the wife was still asleep. She's kind of tossing and turning, but I was trying to get to the bathroom quietly. And I get out of bed and I take my first step with my right foot and everything's good. And I'm trying to be super quiet as I get over to my sweatpants. And I take my step with my left foot and pop, because my ankles are what they are now. Probably too many miles in the Marines. Who knows? Too many miles on my feet. I don't know. Maybe it's just hereditary. Aches and pains and stuff like that happen to all of us. They come for all of us eventually. And what we have to avoid doing is what I am sorry to admit I did for a very long time, years. I would just go grab an ibuprofen. Let's be honest. I would go grab three. I'm 6'8", 230. I would not grab one. I'd grab three. Whenever the shoulder hurts, oh, my neck. I'd never do that anymore. The more I learned about what that does to your liver, ugh, no. You want relief from pain, muscle pain and back pain and joint pain. Get some relief factor in your life. You take it every day. And I don't need you to take my word for it that it works. They sell three-week quick start kits. Talk about being able to drop it. It's $19.95. You have aches and pains in your life. You want relief? Call them. 1-800-4-RELIEF or relieffactor.com. You do not have to live like that, and you don't have to wreck your liver to fix it. Go try it. We'll be back with more. Hang on.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. If you've missed any part of the show, you can catch the whole thing on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. Let's keep rolling. Troy, Colorado, go.
Hi, Jesse. I agree with you about Nikki and crying. I don't think anybody in that kind of leadership should cry under any circumstance. If you can't control it, you don't have the strength to do so. It's ruining our country. You know, people cry about, oh, I don't feel like I'm a girl. Maybe I should be a boy. Oh, I wish I was a goat because they have more time and more fun. And so we put our kids through sex changes without notifying parents, and we ignore science for emotion and feelings. And feelings will always lead you astray. We all need to man up.
Well, you're not wrong. And this is what happens when you, as a society, when your men become soft. When your men become soft, they get pushed around, they become losers, the women have to take over because nature abhors a vacuum, as the old saying goes, and soon you become a country run by women and effeminate men. And now people think, this is why I'm so adamant about not caring when I offend people. Your emotional state is not an action item for me. My emotional state is not an action item for you. Yet we have gotten to a place in this country where people, they think it's currency. And in many cases, it is. We all know this is a big put on. This is a big act. But why do the act? Why? What's the why behind this? Because it works with people.
I wish Michael was here today. And I wish our children. And I could see him tonight. But we can't. He's serving on the other...
Oh, barf. Give me a break. Steve, Colorado, go.
Jesse, I agree. It was an act. 100% it was an act. And I think it's on purpose intended to bait Trump into making fun of her or whatever. He's already underwater with single female voters anyway, and all he's got to do is make fun of her one time, and he'll never get them back. So I think they've been running that scam on him from the very beginning.
You could be right. You could be right. You know, like I've said many times about Trump, Trump is a junkyard dog. Long-time listeners of the show will know this is just how I look at him. Trump attacks everyone. Doesn't matter who you are, if you say something that makes Trump mad, he will attack you. Doesn't matter party, man, woman, ever. It's not as if he's prejudiced that way. You attack Trump no matter who you are. You could be a child. You could be a special needs puppy, and Trump will attack you. Now, there's benefits and not benefits to that. You love the junkyard dog. When the junkyard dog eats the robber who was breaking in to hurt your family, you don't really care for the junkyard dog when he tears the throat out of the mailman, and now you're going to prison and you have to pay a massive fine. It is what it is. And you can get baited that way, right? It is. Martin, California, go.
Everybody, one of the best places to go take a break with clean restrooms is the car dealerships, especially the higher-end or newer dealerships with, you know, like Chevrolet and Toyota. They have great restrooms.
Ooh, Martin dropping some knowledge. Now, I don't want to dog on him because that's actually a great suggestion. I'm not dogging on him. But the problem with making your nature's call in a car dealership is, well, I shouldn't say the problem. What makes that worse than the hotel is you're not getting in and out of a car dealership without having to talk to somebody. someone's going to stop you. Hey, can we help you? Can we do this? Now, it's going to be quick. What, Chris? Yeah, you can say you're just browsing, but what if it's an ambitious salesman? I know when I was a salesman, remember, I sold RVs right before I did this. If, buddy, I'm not there for fun. I'm there to pay my bills. I have a house, wife, kids. You don't think for a second if it's my up, we called it ups, like the next random customer was an up. If it's my up, and so you're my turn, don't think you're just going to blow past me and head to the restroom. I'll be standing right there at the restroom on the way out, and I'll probably stop and ask you, make you answer some questions on the way in. What are you supposed to do if you're groundhogging? That's the real benefit. What, Chris? It's fine. I don't, what's your problem? Ben, Tampa, go.
Jesse, I don't know if you remember me, but I was at your book signing in Brandon. I brought about a dozen books.
Oh, yes.
I wanted to tell you that I think you're mixed. I love the way you make names for other people, and I think you should call communists con you must.
Ben, that's terrible, bud. It's awful. Thank you for the books, but that was terrible. Raymond, New Jersey, go.
Hey, thank you, Disappearing Oracle. I'd like to say, you know, Nikki Haley, she's bought and paid by the Koch brothers. She's out there to destroy Trump, and she'll do a third party if she has to.
Remember, she may be out there to destroy Trump. I don't think I'd rule that out, but she can't run third party. She's not going to run third party. All right? All right. Now, we have to discuss people living in a world of make-believe, and then I will get back to these. These have been awesome. 877-377-4373. These people, there are many, many people in the country who are so thoroughly indoctrinated that I'm not exactly sure how we bring them out. Now, I understand we just have to move past many of them and just accept that they're the enemy. But how do you move past somebody who lives in a world that is not real? I will give you a great example next. I'm just kidding. It's 53:48. Never mind. I messed up the clock. Joe, Pennsylvania, go.
Hey, how you doing? I have a right and I have a responsibility in this country. And we don't say our right. The fathers let the home slide. The mother's frustrated. The children are confused. And we have an obligation to write this. And when we see a problem, we need to act.
James, Colorado, go.
So if Nancy Pelosi is Grandma Vodka, which is just brilliant, does that make Cocaine Mitch, a.k.a. the Turtle, should we be calling him Grandpa Bourbon?
You know, I don't know. Yeah, that Cocaine Mitch story, that's one of those things that I never got into at all. Oh, Chris, you know what? I'm not going to go in. No, Chris, I'm not going to go into the conspiracy theory on the air. Just look it up yourself. All right, look it up yourself. I didn't realize that I did have a couple minutes left. I want to play something for you. This is Dulce Sloan. I want you to listen to this and don't. You don't necessarily have to feel animosity towards this person. You can. When I heard it, I didn't get angry. I felt bad. I think of all the ways the people in this person's life cheated her.
If white people hated cultural appropriation, then they shouldn't have created music. Because every form of music in America was stolen from black people. Rock and roll, jazz, blues, country, pop music. So if you have a problem with cultural appropriation, y'all created classical music. Y'all could have stuck with that. Wrote a piano in this concert. You see what I'm saying?
White people have stolen every form of music. Now, let's just first of all address this. All musicians, you can say steal, build on past musicians. All of them do. You take what the guy did beforehand. You do some of that. You put your own spin on it. It's something new. All musicians of every color do that. But setting that aside, what chance does that human being have at being happy? What chance do we have at bringing that human being out of whatever twisted world she has created for herself and other people created for her in her mind. It blows me away how so many people in this country exist in that world, in a world that is a complete fabrication. And I guess this is what happens when you allow your mortal enemies to educate the next generation. I guess this is what happens. I'm going to build on this again, and I swear it actually is break time. Hang on.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.